He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
I bet you didn't know that every 8 minutes a child becomes the victim of an accidental overdose by a parent or a caregiver. While we obviously are trying to help our children become well while they're sick, it's extremely vital we pay attention to the medicines we're giving them and the doses we're giving them. My next guest, Dr. Henry Spiller, is here to discuss the latest findings on a new study which reveals an alarming statistic and what we can do to prevent any mistakes with our children. Dr. Spiller, let's start with why you did this study. Tell us about the study and what made you interested in it.
Well, initially, at the Poison Center, we noticed a number of these, and so what we looked at was the national database of all poison centers to see, was this, you know, as common as we thought it was. And so we looked at 10 years of data of that all the poison centers share into a single database, so we could look at the entire U.S. population. And we found more than 650,000 cases over 10 years. It's about 63,000 cases a year. And this is just in children under 6 years old, in essentially infants and preschoolers.
And this is that was actually reported. So I would imagine there were more than that.
Oh, most certainly there were more than this. These are cases that the parent or the caregiver in these cases, you know, called the poison center because they were worried. But there are some there where they may have just gone to the emergency room or not contacted the poison center. So we're fairly sure this is just a portion of it.
What would be a garden variety problem that they would call with? What did you see as the most common call? I'm not going to throw things out. Just what did you learn from the study?
I mean, there were basically two sort of things. One were the types of errors they were making, and one were the types of medications they were making the errors with. And the reason that they made these errors were three sort of big areas. One was essentially double dosing. And again, these are children being given medication. This isn't the child getting into it themselves. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, the most common was we just have busy days. You know, life's very hectic, and we have, in many cases, shared parenting, or the child's at daycare, or a grandparent's helping. And so often what happened was one of the caregivers, either at daycare or the mom or the dad, gave the dose, was busy, you know, left the room, and then 10 minutes later or a little while later, the other caregiver, the dad in this case, goes in, gives the dose, and it's really a communication issue where the child's getting multiple people giving them medication without sort of anyone, just because of the busy nature of childcare. And so they get double dosed.
Like, right. So it sounds to me like marriage is deadly for a child. If you want your child to be healthy, separate. That's what I'm hearing. Am I misunderstanding the results of the study?
No, I hope not. No.
Because communication,
I think it's just the busyness of the day. You know, the many things going on and kind of shared responsibilities, and they just need to communicate.
Right. Which doesn't happen in a marriage. I'm gonna keep coming back to marriage, but so lack of communication, or as you're saying, not being mindful, kind of being a little preoccupied with other things throughout the day and not really focusing on the matter at hand.
That comes to one of the second reasons that non-mindful or being distracted is a second big reason these children got unintentional overdoses was siblings. There may be multiple siblings, and say a 5 or 6, 7 year old may have ADHD medication, and the parents distracted, and they mean to give it to their 6 year old, and they give it to their 2 year old, and so it's just in in a large portion of these cases, they got the wrong medication, and it was because it was intended for another sibling or someone else. And again, that goes back to just sort of being mindful of what you're doing.
Right. So the distracted parent who has not been diagnosed with ADHD, who is treating their children for ADHD when in fact they are the ones that probably have it and are not paying attention. They are inattentive parents. There's a recurring theme here that it's the parents that are causing the problem, which is interesting because you would think the problem would be with the children, but it keeps coming back to the parent. That's wild.
And, well, the third big reason when we go about reasons is measuring devices, because the two largest groups of medications were actually over-the-counter medications, the acetaminophen and ibuprofen, the analgesics, which they're using for fever in these young children, and then the cough cold remedies, but they come with cups and measuring devices. Sometimes they're cups, sometimes they're little syringes or other things, but they have multiple measurement markers,
right.
You know, 5 mils or TSP for teaspoon, and 15 mils or TSPB for tablespoon. And the parent may not understand that TSPB is 3 times TSP. It all looks like teaspoon to them.
Dr. Spiller, what happened to that whole metric thing? I recall when I was in fourth grade, we were switching over. Apparently, it didn't go so well.
Well, everybody knows that, you know, 5 mils or 5 milliliters is a teaspoon. And so we'd like to see, you know, when you're using this, to use the measurement device given for that product. Sometimes these are, you know, nice cups. You keep them and you reuse them, or the dose on them. Again, little children take a much smaller dose than larger children, so these devices will have multiple levels. You know, if you're giving it to a 6 or 7 year old who weighs 40, 50 pounds versus a 2 year old that weighs 20 pounds, you give a different dose. And so you have to be careful and thoughtful about, you know, looking for what dose you're giving at what age.
Dr. Spiller, are you saying that before anyone marries, they should take a math test? Or before they consider conception, they should take a math test and be able to know that a teaspoon equals 5 milliliters.
Before they give the medication, they should just take a moment. We want them to, like if you're in the hospital when you're about to give medication or write medication orders, recently there's been movements to kind of put a bubble around a person. It's in an area they can't be distracted so that they don't make these distraction errors. And we think, you know, that'd be a good idea for parents, you know, when they're about to put out the medication or give the medication for the child. It's like, take a moment and kind of surround yourself with that bubble. Just concentrate on that one issue. It'll just take a few seconds.
So just take a few seconds to actually pay attention to what you're doing. Maybe perhaps say hello to your spouse and ask them if they perhaps dosed their child earlier that day, and ask your spouse what 20 times 12 equals. So, Dr. Spiller, thank you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. This is extremely valuable information. I'm going to file for divorce immediately to save my children's health. But to learn more, visit Dr. Spiller's website at www.nationwidechildrens.org. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you never let anyone else do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends. And stay well.